Welcome to a special episode of Careful Consideration Cast. My name is Steve Sherwin, and I'll be your sole host for this episode. Last week on the show, Jason and I discussed our absence due to scheduling and time issues. We sort of jokingly mentioned to each other that one of us should do a short version of the show if the other one couldn't make it. This casual conversation got me thinking about time, how it relates to me, and magic. And this is going to lead straight into the main focus of this show. But before we get into that, I would quickly like to go over the show structure here and what we'll be doing. First off, my co-host Jason is not permanently gone. We enjoy doing the show together and would like to continue doing so. Now, these one-host mini-episodes will focus on only one topic. It'll be about a quarter or so of the normal episode length. I'm very excited to talk about today's topic because it's all about how magic fits into my life. And I imagine a lot of these experiences will translate to you out there as well. So what I want to talk about today is how I wish magic online worked. To start off, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. Currently 30 years old, and I've been playing magic on and off for about 8 years or so. Now, at this point in my life, I currently enjoy playing magic at a competitive skill level. The hard thing for me, though, is that I have a job, I have a fiancé, so the time I have available to travel to and play at competitive events is very limited. Magic Online seems like it should be a great alternative for me, as I can do it in the comfort of my own home. However, I feel the Magic Online experience suffers because it emulates the worst part about playing Magic in real-life paper events. And for me, the worst part of that is the waiting and the time commitment. This is an element of the game that, while it can't be really removed from real-life events, online events, I feel, shouldn't have to follow these same rules. So let's take a minute and think about a real-life tournament such as a GP or a Star City Games Open event. There's a round clock, there's hundreds of players, the matches always go to time due to the sheer number of matches going on. Then there's extra turns and added time after the round time is called. And then matches are calculated after a very long day or two. There's a cut to top eight, and then those players enter a single elimination structure. And, you know, even your F&Ms have timed rounds. And waiting around for these rounds to end, doing nothing, is so boring. And you find things to do in between, like play casual games or find something to eat. And then you have to make sure you're back and ready in time for your next round to start. And Magic Online follows the same timed round structure. And I just don't see why it's necessary for events that don't need to cut to a top eight. Most of the events pay out solely based on the number of matches you've won. Your match win percentage doesn't matter. Who you won or lost against doesn't matter. Only what your record is at the end of how many rounds you entered to play. Ideally, wouldn't it be great if you could just enter an event and play the next round whenever you are ready? Like, I just won, I'm ready to go into my next match, I'm on a roll. Or, I'm a bit hungry, I think I'll get something to eat. And then when you're all rested up and ready to go and play again, your next match is just ready to go, there it is. And while that doesn't work in real life events where things need to be kept on a schedule, I feel that something like this could certainly be adapted for the online experience. So recently I've reflected on how magic looks to me and how I am able to play it in my limited available time. So mostly for me, it has been joining a game every so often in the tournament practice rooms. And this is okay. It's not really satisfying, but it's fine. I'm not able to play against the caliber of player I would necessarily like to. And there's also no prizes, no incentives to win, so my collection doesn't grow, and my decks become quickly outdated. Now, I would love to play in daily events, but why should I have to wait for a scheduled time to enter and commit the next straight 4 hours of my life to it? This seems so unnecessary. So, daily events, there's no cut to top eight. The person who wins the event at 4-0 gets the same amount of packs as the person who came in fourth place at 4-0, and all the 3-1 players get the same prize payout as well. And if all that matters in these tournaments is your record, why do I need to wait till the end of a 50-minute plus round that I was done a half an hour ago to face my next opponent? It's so frustrating. Now, you can't do this in Paper Magic because, you know, you have your tournament and there's match win percentages and rounds and things, and there's a cut to a top eight, and there's lots of other things that are involved. But a daily event is, did you go, what is your record? That's all that matters. So for me, instead of entering a scheduled or daily event or on-demand event, my suggestion would be to have a system in place where you can enter like a 3, 4, or 8 round gauntlet whenever you want. And in this gauntlet, you'd be able to choose what format you're in the mood to play with. And then you get paired against the next available opponent with the same record that you have in those selected formats. And when your match is over, the game will ask you, would you like to re-enter the gauntlet, or would you just like to save your progress where it is and come back later? Now, I would pay entry fees to play, to put up a Pauper, a Standard, a Modern, a Legacy, a Vintage, a Momir basic deck, all into the gauntlet. And just say, just pair me against the next available opponent. And when I need to go, I finish up my current match, save my progress for later, and come back. Because I love playing all different formats and would like the opportunity to play them competitively. Like, mainly for me, you know, I can enter a Vintage tournament practice room event, and I can find somebody to play with in like a minute. And these are people with legit Vintage decks. Yet a Vintage daily event, I think, has fired maybe 3 times since Vintage has like shown up on Magic Online. And I feel like this might be because a lot of those people can be in the same boat as me. Like, I don't necessarily want to come home from work, hop on my computer at 7 or whenever the Vintage daily event is, and just spend the rest of my entire night to playing that Vintage event. Like, it doesn't fit into my life. But I would like to play with these cards I have. I think a lot of them would as well. So another positive I feel that would come out from this gauntlet system would be that it would eliminate a lot of double queuing, which is also why these events go on for so long. So what grinders are doing, they're doing this now because they want to make the most out of their online time. I understand that. Like, there's a ton of downtime for them. They could be waiting like a half hour between rounds. Why not jump into something else? So instead of waiting that half hour for the next round of fire, they just join another event. But the unfortunate part of this is that their matches will start to overlap. And while that might not be an issue for the grinder themselves, their opponent that is sitting there waiting 3 minutes between every decision their opponent is making because they're going back and forth between multiple screens, it can just really ruin the experience. It's not fun to play against somebody that's double queuing. It isn't. And for them, they can just focus on one game and then jump right into the next one. I feel most people that double queue right now are doing it because, you know, they're trying to accomplish something in that waiting period. However, if there wasn't any of that downtime between the matches, I feel wouldn't need to feel the need to double queue anymore. They would hopefully be getting around the same number of games in, plus they should theoretically be performing better because their mental energy would not have to be split between 2 different games and remember what's what in 2 games. I mean, like, maybe there's some people out there that can do that no problem, but I mean, I still feel like if you were just focusing on one game, it would be better. And if they didn't have to wait, they wouldn't feel the need to have to double queue. So if they can eliminate that as well, that would be excellent. Now, this system might not work as well for drafts, but I do still feel like it could be a nice option. Now, while in an ideal world, you draft your deck and you play against the people in your 8-man pod, knowing the types of cards that were going around and everything. However, right now, the option for me is to either draft and commit the next 3 straight hours or so of my life to drafting, or just not doing it at all. Now, while drafting and saving a deck to play against some random opponent later isn't ideal, I can certainly see a world where the convenience of being able to draft, leave, come back later would outweigh the proper natural drafting environment. Sometimes. I would like to see both the options maybe available in place to accommodate, you know, various needs of people. There are people that would just couldn't fathom drafting just against another random deck that wasn't in their pot at all, but and that'll work for them. A lot of people do have the time, and they don't mind that, but it would also be a good option, as there are times I just want to draft, but I can't because it's like, well, I only have 2 hours, I don't have 3 hours, so, oh well. So I guess what I'm trying to say to Wizards here is that I would like to spend money on your Magic Online product. I would enter multiple constructed events and draft events, but your current system doesn't allow me to do this. Instead, I'm just playing in free practice room events, and I don't want to. I wish I could spend the money and play in your events, but I can't. Now, I'm not claiming to be the guy that has come up with this idea, and in fact, it has come from ideas and concerns I've heard from others. I remember quite a while ago, I heard Evan Irwin talking on the Magic Show about something similar to this. There's been various articles about making Magic Online experience better, and I've just sort of thought about how that would affect me and how it would best work with my situation. And I hope a lot of you out there feel the same way, and that we can push Wizards towards making this an actuality. Now, while I don't have the loudest voice in the Magic community, I really want to get this message out there. And the more people out there like me that would like to see a change, the better that is. If these ideas sound like something that would positively affect your Magic online playing experience out there, I encourage you to tell someone about it. Tell your friends. Post about it on social media. Tell Wizards of the Coast. Share this podcast episode if you agree with the content. Even for those of you out there with all the time in the world to play Magic, I would imagine that this sort of thing would be great for you as well. This system, I believe, would be very helpful to all the Magic streamers out there, as they usually try to fill dead space by playing other games or just chatting about random things. It would most certainly make for a better viewing experience. I know, like, most of my Magic time is either, like, watching streams, watching videos on Star City Games, and just playing, like, casually. But, like, I wish I could play for something, play for some packs, play, I don't know, feel like I'm more included in the competitive world. And I feel like there's other people out there like me that just want a little more but can't due to time constraints. So if there's any way to alleviate that and make things a little easier for us, I feel like there's a lot more money out there for Wizards to be made. And hopefully if they hear that, they'll think about changing things. I mean, I think it's, you know, if people can sign up for multiple events, like I have a standard deck I want to play with today, or like my legacy deck and maybe my modern deck, and I'll pay to be in all these events and I'll just play the next person. Like you're getting money from people that are wanting to play in all those events. Like I have so many decks I'd like to play with, and I'd put the money down to play with all of them and just let me do that. That's what I want. So hopefully something like that can happen. And I don't know, maybe that'll even help with their servers, that all people aren't playing one big specific event all at once, that it's more like spread out, and it just, all it needs to do is kind of record your record. So it seems to me like it would be better. I don't know how much time and programming it takes, but you know, this game's been around a while, and I think it deserves like the best program it can be. Magic to me is the best game, and I would like to see it do the best it can. And I hope to someday look back on Magic Online as it is now and think, how did we ever play that? So if you have any thoughts, any comments, I would love to hear them and talk with you about it. Please send your comments to me on Twitter. We can have a conversation at CareConcast on Twitter, or you can email the show at CareConcast@gmail.com. And you can visit the website as well, carefulconsiderationcast.com. And that's another thing that would be better. It'd be easier for me to record content if I had the ability to just kind of do it when I can and edit those videos together. So there's so many things that would just be better because of this. So if you agree with this system and think that it's something you'd like to see in the future, I implore you, let others know. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this shortened, specific content on Careful Consideration Cast, and I look forward to being back next time. And I hope you join us again in the future for more episodes.